everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Christian Apologist Podcast. I am your host, Richard Long. And in today's episode, what I want to talk about is what better explains the creation or the origins of the universe better? Is it God or is it naturalism? Which one seems to be the most plausible explanation to why the universe is even here? And so we're just going to dig into that a little bit, and we're going to figure this out together, and we're going to see where the evidence does lead us, because that's really all we can do, is we only can follow the evidence to where it leads. So to start off, we're going to talk about how, you know, scientists, the majority of scientists, that is, cosmologists and other scientists, all believe that, like I said, the majority, not all, so I shouldn't use that word all, so not to throw anybody into a frenzy here, but so when I say all, I'm talking about the majority, but the majority of these people agree that the universe had to have had a starting point. Okay, if you were to take the universe, the entire known universe, and it's constantly expanding, these are facts. And if you were to bring it all back together, it would come to a single singularity. Now, with me saying that, Albert Einstein made it very famous and very clear, and nobody refutes this, that time, space, and matter all had to have had an existence at the exact same time for anything to begin to exist. Anything to begin to exist. That includes time, that includes space, that includes matter. So, how can naturalism, or people that are naturalists, say that it's through naturalism that the universe came into existence? I mean, they can talk about quantum vacuums all they want, but that is not nothing, that is something. Saying before the singularity exploded into, or expanded, however you want to use the word, expanded into what is known as the universe now, nothing existed before this. Now, there are a lot of people out there that try to redefine the word nothing and saying, well, there was a quantum vacuum, or how do we know these something else didn't exist before the universe, you know, some kind of a particle or atom or something like that, you know, a little small plink of something out there that created everything. Because nothing literally means no thing. If I said I had nothing for lunch, you wouldn't assume that I had something called nothing. You would know that I meant I literally had no thing. So trying to redefine the word nothing isn't helping their cause at all. Two, we do know that the universe is approximately 13.8 billion years old. And I know there's a lot of Christians out there that aren't going to agree with this, and we can discuss this on a later topic. But these are scientific facts. These are things that we know. And the scientific proof, the science behind it, the evidence behind this science is pretty strong. So it's pretty hard to to argue with something that has such a strong, valuable information to show over and over and over and over again that this is the age of the universe. And of course, you know, that's give or take a little bit, but still it's you know, quite a bit billion years old, you know, 13.8. So we're not here to refute that. We're not here to argue with that. We're here to try to explain what better explains it. Now, if nothing existed, okay, before the Big Bang, then how can naturalism sit there and say that something natural caused it? Where did this natural thing come from? Where was it? Where has it been? If this natural thing has always existed, then how come the universe is only 13.8 billion years old? How come it's not trillions upon zillions of years old? How come this thing didn't do this way before you know, 13.8 billion years ago. That doesn't make much sense. Now, let us just jump into, you know, somewhat of a mind of a naturalist, and let's just say there was something out there. My next question is where was it? If space wasn't there at that time, because we already discussed that space, time, and matter came into existence at the exact same time, if space was not there, then where was this natural thing? There's no place to put it. And if there was a place to put it, we'll go back to, when was it there? You still have to have time. You got to have those three things for something to begin to exist. So even if you could get rid of one or you get rid of two, you're still missing a third. Time, space, and matter. You got to have those things at the exact same time for something to happen, something to begin to exist. I really don't know what to say about it, because to me, in my mind, it just makes sense. If nothing existed and then something all of a sudden it does exist, something had to start it. Something had to be there. Now, you sit there and say, well, what about God, you know? Where was God? Well, God isn't a part of time, space, and matter. God exceeds, he supersedes time, space, and matter. He's timeless, spaceless, immaterial. He's above all that. He doesn't need to be in it. He has to be outside of it to be able to start it, to begin it. So, and that's what we mean by supernatural. So it's not naturalism, it's supernaturalism, if you will. So, you know, to me, it's what makes more sense about this. Does it make more sense to say that there was something before there was nothing that created something, which that whole sentence is illogical, it doesn't even make sense, or to say that, and you don't have to call it God, you don't have to call him Yahweh, you don't have to call it Jesus, you just have to admit that there was something before there was nothing that created everything that is supernatural, because it's not a part of nature. Nature is in time, space, and matter. It's not the start of time, space, and matter. You have to have something there to begin the nature before nature could even be there. So if God is timeless, spaceless, immaterial, all-powerful, all-knowing, you know, all the stuff, if he is all of these things, then, yeah, that could possibly be the cause of the universe, which honestly I believe is the cause of the universe. But if you don't believe, you have to admit that that's at least a possibility. You don't have to agree with anything I'm saying, but you do have to admit that that is a possibility, and it's a more probable, plausible belief than something coming out of nothing with no help whatsoever. That's impossible. That's illogical. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter how you want to reframe it, how you want to restate it. It doesn't really matter, because it just doesn't make any sense. You don't sit there and tell your kids to go to the room and this toy they've been wanting will sooner or later just pop up in front of them for no rhyme or reason, because nature will just provide it for them, or things just pop into existence for no rhyme or reason. I mean, I don't walk into my place and expect to see a purple elephant or a pink giraffe just or a blue lion laying on my bed because things are just popping into existence. No, we know things such as the universe cannot pop into existence, especially with the fine tuning that the universe seems to be in for Earth to have life on it. And we're not going to get into the fine-tuning argument. We're not going to get into the teleological argument. We're not going to discuss that today. We're just trying to find out what better explains the origins of the universe and where it came from. So if nature is a part of a system, which is the universe, and we all know that the universe had to come into existence at some point, then how can nature be outside of what created it, if that makes any sense? How can nature create something when it was that something that created nature? You can't have it both ways. I mean, you break the laws of logic that way. So naturalism is not a very good explanation for the existence of the universe. Now, I have talked to other atheists, and I've talked to other people that are naturalist, and they said, well, like the laws of logic, they believe that the laws of logic just have always existed, which I agree with them. I just think that it's grounded in the mind of God. But they obviously don't. And so they're saying, what if there's another natural law, like the laws of logic, the laws of mathematics, the law of gravity, these types of things? What if there's another law that we just haven't discovered yet that would, you know, somehow or another make it possible for it to have created or to have started the Big Bang, the singularity? And one, I mean, we can talk about what ifs all day long, okay? But as of right now, as of today, in, I don't even know what month we're in, June of 2022, we don't know of any other unknown laws that we haven't discovered. We don't know of those. Nobody knows of any of these laws. So with the scientific data that we have right now, there are other no known laws. If you can admit that, which you should because those are facts, if you admit that, then you have to admit that naturalism, as of right now with the scientific data that we have, is not a probability or plausible or even possible for the existence of the universe. You have to agree with that. And so, if you have to agree with that, now understand, like, if that completely, you know, wipes out any of your material naturalism ways of thinking how the universe got here, you can sit there all day long and say, well, if we take all that out, then yes, Richard, you're right. We can't say it was naturalism. We can't say it was materialism. But we don't have to agree with what you're saying. You're right. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is it's the only explanation that's left that can explain a fine-tuned universe. Period. It's the only one left. There's no other explanation left at this point in time on how the universe came into existence. You can't claim quantum vacuums. You can't claim that because nothing is nothing. You can't redefine nothing just so to make it suit you better. It's like some atheists and even some Christians will take verses out of the Bible to make it fit their life, especially progressive Christians. They'll take verses out of context to make it fit their lives, to make it fit what their mind makes sense. You can do that all day. That is subjective thinking, but that is not objective thinking. That is not for everyone all at one place and one time. That is just subjective thinking. So if we're using objective thinking, objective truth, the truth is nothing means nothing. There's nothing that you can do to change that. There's nothing you can do to redefine that. Nothing is nothing. So I really wish that if a cosmologist or scientist or atheist or naturalist or materialist or whoever else tries to argue this point, then you need to accept the fact that nothing means literally no thing. And if it doesn't to you, then you need to explain it to us how nothing literally means nothing, how it doesn't mean no thing. That's what we need to understand. We need to understand why it doesn't mean what we've all known for it to be. In fact, let me look at the word nothing. Define nothing. Let's see. I'm going to screen record this, and then I'm going to put it up here in the corner, one of these corners. I don't know which one. But I'll put it up in one of these corners, and let's see, just so everybody knows that this isn't something I made up. This is literally off the dictionary. Nothing says, not anything, no single thing, no single thing. That is the definition. So you can't redefine it just to make it fit what you think it could mean, what it could possibly mean. You can't claim there's materialism. Like, what's really weird to me is how some of these people are sitting there saying, oh yeah, there was a singularity, and there was nothing before the singularity, but there was something because it created everything. How are you claiming there was nothing, but yet there was something? You can't do that. That breaks the laws of logic, and if you're a scientist or anything else, you agree with the laws of logic. You can't break the laws of logic to make it fit what you want it to fit, what make you think, what it make you, you know, other people see it the way you want to see it. That's just the way your mind is telling you to see it. But other people's minds are saying nothing means nothing. So how can you have nothing, but yet there was something like a quantum vacuum or some kind of atom? There was literally no thing. And like I said, if, okay, I'm going to throw this out there. If there was something, I'm just going to give it to you real quick and just say, if there was something, then that means that something that was there has to be eternal, because it couldn't have been created. I mean, what would have created it? It just had to be eternal, this atom or this quantum vacuum or whatever you might want to say was the beginning of the universe. Whatever was out there has to be eternal. As of now, what we do know, as far as the physical, natural world goes, nothing is eternal. But let's just say that this was thing that you think out there is eternal. Where did it come from, first off? Okay, it had to have a beginning. And let's say it didn't. So let's take that off the board. No beginning. It's just eternal. Has always been. Period. Where was it? When was it? What's been taking so long? I mean, think about this. Eternal. We're 13.8 billion years old. Our entire known universe is 13.8 billion years old. Eternal. 13.8 billion years ain't nothing compared to eternity. To eternal. So where was it? What, I mean, there was no space. So where was it? And let's say, let's just grant it to you real quick that there was a space. Why did it take so long for eternity up to 13.8 billion years ago to happen? And now we're going to wipe all that off the board. Why? Because nothing can be eternal. If that was eternal, that means that the universe would have to be eternal. And we know the universe ain't eternal. We know through the second law of thermodynamics, for one, that we are running out of energy. So if something's running out of energy, that means it had to have a start at the energy. And if it's running out, I mean, if it was eternal, it would have ran out a long time ago. So that's one reason. Two, if eternity existed in the universe, we would not call today today. Today never would have gotten here. Why? Because there would have been a past. There would have been an infinite number of days to get to where we are today. An infinite number. If there's an infinite number, regress time of days to get to where we're at, we never would have gotten here. We're not eternal. We're just not. And yes, some of you can sit there and talk about the whole multiverse hypothesis. We can talk about that all day long. Actually, I really enjoyed watching Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man here lately, and I'm hoping to see the new Doctor Strange, the multiverse, because they're good movies, they're good stories, they're good fairy tales. They're not existing. It's just a theory, and that's what I don't think people understand. It's a theory. That's it. There's no facts for an eternal or a multiverse. There's no facts in it. There's none. There's zero. People all day long sit there and say, oh no, it's been theorized. Well, I can theorize a lot of things, but if there ain't no proof to back it up, it's just a theory. I theorize that in the next 4 or 5 days, I am going to win the lottery. It's just a theory. I don't have any proof or facts to back this up. That's like me saying I got $5 million in my bank account. And you say, well, show me your bank account. I can't do that. You're not going to believe me then. If you do, why would you? Why would you believe something that there's no evidence whatsoever to back up that theory, to back up what someone says? So there's no proof, there's no evidence for a multiverse. Like I said, we're going to keep this, and this is where I think all of you naturalists and materialists and atheists are going to get really confused, is because everything I'm saying with what we know, no, not theorize, not hypothesize, not think it could be happening in sometime in the future. I'm talking about as of right now, 2020, sorry, 2022, we have no evidence for anything else other than there was nothing before the creation of the universe. The universe did begin to exist. There's no multiverse proof or evidence anywhere in existence. The quantum vacuum theory is a theory. That's what I'm saying. These things, everything that they name off is a theory. It's a hypothesis, but it's not a known fact as of today. And as of today, these are the facts. The universe had a beginning. Nothing existed before it was there. The universe was here and is fine-tuned, and we live on the planet Earth, and it's been here for 4.8 billion years old. For 4.8 billion years. These are the things we know. That is what we know as of today in the year 2022. Anything else, it's just a hypothesis, a hypothesis, or it's a theory. That's all it is. So, if you think I'm wrong, leave comments. Challenge me. Let me know. Debate me. Contact me. My information goes down below the bottom. It's also down in the description, whether you're watching this on YouTube, you're watching this on Spotify, or even listening to this on any other kind of podcast platform, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you want to listen to it. You can contact me. Let's talk about this. I'm willing to debate this. I'm willing to talk about this. But like I said, if you're going to want to debate about this, and if you're wanting to talk about this, we're leaving theories out the window. We're leaving hypotheses out the window. We're just going to bring up the three simple things. Nothing existed before the universe was created. The universe is here. We are here. What could possibly have done that with the information that we know right now? You all have a blessed week, and God bless.